And good Monday morning to you. It is time now for The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. And your hosts are W.K. and Ken Boyce. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Dan.
Yeah, good morning, Dan.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you back.
Thank you. It's good, nice to get away, but it's always good to get back.
Where was it you'd gone on the cruise again?
Down in the Caribbean.
That's what I was thinking. It was nice and warm while we were all up here enjoying the snow and the ice.
80 to 85 down there.
Did you bring any back with you?
No, I'm afraid not. I wish I could have brought a hip pocket full or something.
I tell you, I'd love to have been in the Caribbean last week. This is just some incredible weather we've had. Of course, last week, got to try to get here to the radio station. Of course, coming up 65, it was about 45 mile an hour. It was full of slush and ice and snow and water, and it just wasn't moving last week. I got to be here in the studio by myself. I'm glad WK is back in studio with us this morning. Good morning, WK.
Good morning. I'm back. I'm recovering from bronchitis, but it's good to be back with you all this morning, and I hope my voice holds out. If not, Ken will carry on.
This morning, if you'd like to give us a call, 862-9977. 862-9977. If you're outside the area or if you're listening online, give us a call on our dime, 800-375-0056.
This morning, we're looking at 7 secrets for a successful marriage. Now, I know that a lot of times on programs like this, shows like this, we talk a lot about what's not working and what people are struggling with. And many times, people look at marriages and look at successful marriages and say, I just wish I had that. I wish we could have something like that. And the fact is that you can. And I've been in counseling now for 20-some-odd years, and I never cease to be amazed at how people are struggling because many people do not know these 7 secrets. Now, if you want to know the 7 secrets of a successful marriage, get a pen and paper, or you can go to our website online at springfieldmfi.com later tonight or in the morning and listen to the program again. But these are 7 secrets that every successful marriage has.
So while you're grabbing a pen and paper, the show this morning is being brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. We're located right here in Springfield, 1 block due west of Kickapoo High School, so we're very easy to find at 3734 South Avenue, Suite C. Nice brick colonial building there. But if you and your husband or your wife are having issues and just things aren't working quite the way they should be, and you'd like to talk to someone, the one thing that we all are equal in is time. And so many times we waste time, we spend time arguing, we spend time getting back at each other. We just waste a lot of time that we could be enjoying together. And we tend to push each other apart. If you're having any kind of issues right now with marriage, family, parenting, maybe it's just depression and anxiety. Maybe it's financial stress that's on top of you and it's driving a wedge between you and the rest of the family. Give us a call. Phone number is 882-6767. That's 417-882-6767. Ask to talk to WK or Marty or Leslie there at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. It's your resource there. And time is something we can't waste. If you'd like to find out a little bit more about us, go online. Go to Springfield MFI for Marriage and Family Institute, springfieldmfi.com. As WK was saying, this show later on will be archived and posted to the site, so there is a radio archive there. Just go to the homepage, there's a radio microphone, click on that, and then click on the archive. You can listen to any of the shows we've done in the past, and it's absolutely amazing. Every show we've done since we've been on air has been played every month since. People are using this. They're going back and getting the information. They're sharing it with friends and family. They're cutting and pasting the link and sending it on to friends. So this is your resource. This is your ability to make the life you've always wanted a reality. The resources are there for you.
I mentioned also that week from this Thursday night from 7 to 9 at Panera's on East Sunshine, I'll be conducting a seminar in their meeting room for couples communication. How to communicate more effectively as couples. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. a week from this Thursday night, February the 28th. If you'd like to register for that, just call us at 882-6767, and Stephanie there can give you all the information you need. As said a minute ago, there are 7 secrets for a successful marriage. According to insurance statistics, married people of all ages have a greater life expectancy than single people. And this being so, if marriage is vital for the emotional development of our kids and so deeply embedded in the fabric of human society, after thousands of years of experience, and those people in this country today are married, why is it that so many marriages fail, especially in what we call this enlightened age of high technology, when supposedly communication should be easier than ever before? And relationships, more is known about relationships than ever before. Why is that? Well, I think it's because people don't know. Many people have been raised in families where divorce is the norm. Many people have been raised in families and have observed marriages where mom and dad didn't do these things. Subsequently, many of the kids being raised in these families have never learned how to have an effective relationship.
Also, you've got moms and dads that, as the kids were growing up, moms and dads couldn't stand each other and really just didn't get along. Although mom and dad stayed together married, you could tell it wasn't a happy home.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, you know, I'm just not going to live that way. And they decide to choose divorce. So either mom and dad divorcing ahead of them or just not having a good marriage example of how to make a marriage work.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the seven secrets, and this is an acronym, SECRETS, seven secrets of a successful marriage. The first S stands for sort out the roles. What are the roles that you have in your marriage? Times have really changed dramatically over the past 75 to 100 years. And among all the things that have changed, modern conveniences and birth control, you really have revolutionized married life. Wives and mothers are free to pursue careers. In many areas, 2 out of every 3 are employed. In North America, only 12% of families live in a traditional household, where the husband is the breadwinner and the wife stays home to take care of the kids. Only 12%. And these radical changes have brought a mass confusion of roles, I believe, which has helped contribute to the skyrocketing divorce rate. And I want you to listen to this statistic. This is notably so among young couples under 30, who are 4 times more likely to get divorced than their parents. 4 times.
Mm.
What every young couple has to do, what every couple has to do in a marriage, is they have to spell out and agree on their individual roles and their responsibilities. If both are working, especially full-time, both need to share the home duties. You know, if both are working 40-hour jobs, 40 to 50-hour week jobs, there's still 37 and a half hours of work to do at home, even with all of our modern conveniences.
Mm-hmm.
So both have to help out in the duties and the chores at home and help care for the kids. They both have to do that. They both need to be working at that. And so the first real secret is sort out those roles. What are your strengths? What do you like to do? I know some husbands love to cook, and they'll come in and they'll make sure that dinner's prepared and everything's ready for when the wife and the kids get home, according to what the schedule is. You know, and some women don't want that. They want to cook. Where they want their husband to help vacuum the floors, or the husband like for the wife to mow the yard in the summertime, whatever it could be. What is it that you both can be doing to help share those roles, because the work has to be done?
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that comes with part two here, which is talking about expectations. Mm-hmm. And that's the E part of the seven secrets. It's talking about expectations. And the roles and responsibilities are something we come into a marriage with expectations about the other. Not necessarily having talked to the other person about it, but this is what we expect because that's the way it was in our house, or that's the way we want it.
Yeah. In fact, many times couples don't talk about those things prior to the marriage. And it's a real slap in the face when they have these expectations about what this spouse is going to do because of what they have observed in the home that they grew up in. And spouse just doesn't do that because that's not their reality. That's not their experience. I know many times just how things are scheduled, how routine at home is scheduled. When you get up and what time you get dressed, you take a bath in the morning or bath at night, go to work, and what time do you get home? Are both gone at the same time? Does one work while taking care of the kids and the other goes to work and comes back and then takes care of the kids? Whatever it could be. But there's a whole set of expectations that every couple walks into a marriage in. And most of the times those are unspoken. Those are unexplored. And so you have to get expectations that are real. And many times those expectations are just completely unrealistic. That a young person, or no matter what age a person is when they come into marriage, really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you had a parent who was a perfectionist and you felt you could never quite please that parent, him or her, chances are that you're going to be a perfectionist too. And if so, no matter what your spouse does, they'll never be able to fully please you. Life can be very difficult and challenging living with a perfectionist. Have you never felt adequately loved by a parent? Chances are you may unconsciously try to get your partner to be a substitute mother or father. And that will never work either. And then you throw on top of that all of the unrealistic influences of motion pictures, television programs, where marriage and family is never portrayed in a healthy way.
No, most of the time it's made fun at, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, or healthy roles for males and healthy roles for females, or how they relate effectively. It's always some drama. It's always some crisis. It's always some shortcoming on one part of the spouse or the other, whether it's a sitcom or reality TV. Real life doesn't happen on reality TV. Real life doesn't happen in sitcoms. If you want your marriage to be a successful marriage, you must look at the expectations. Sit down with your spouse and just lay out what it is that you expect in this marriage, what you expect from yourself, what you expect from them. And the more you can do that, the more effectively and successfully you can do that, the more successful your marriage can be.
How about commitment? Now, this is the first C in the SECRETS acronym, but commitment. You know, I read a story about a lawyer who specialized in contract marriages, and after 3 years, he simply gave up.
He just gave up.
That's it. Because none of the marriages that he contracted survived.
Is that a surprise?
Oh, it was to him.
It was to him, yeah.
But contracts without commitment are useless.
Marriages without commitment are equally useless.
And we've talked so much the past few weeks about commitment. Are we committed? How are we committed? Are we doing the steps that we need to maintain that commitment? You know, the commitment in a marriage means that every step must be taken. We need to be committed to one another, to the well-being and to growth and the development of each other. This is a phrase here. If you have a minute, take note of this. Marriage is a commitment of one imperfect person to another imperfect person. And without this kind of commitment, no marriage today can expect to survive. Now, did you hear that? Marriage commitment is one imperfect person to another imperfect person. You know, so many times as we're talking about the expectations and getting married, how many times we've heard, oh, they're just so perfect for me. The very first thing, they're so perfect. That I can't live without them. They're perfect. We're not seeing everything that's there. We come into it with the expectation that they must be perfect. And when they aren't, when we discover that, wait a second, they're doing things that I didn't think they would do. The expectations aren't there. The roles, wait a second, that's not the way my mom did it, or that's not the way my dad did it. Okay, now we've got some issues to come and address. We can address anything that comes up, but we must be committed to each other and realize none of us are perfect. We're imperfect person to another imperfect person.
Yeah. You know, the commitment many times is determined by how well the expectations are being fulfilled.
Say it again.
Many times a commitment is determined by how well those expectations we just talked about are fulfilled. Or being fulfilled. And if our expectations of the other, or our expectations of this marriage, what we thought we were going to get out of this marriage, aren't being fulfilled, then many times that commitment goes down. And I'm here to tell you today that commitment, when you made the vow in marriage to love and honor, to be together through good times and bad, through sickness and in health, whatever it is, the commitment is there. It has to be there. It's not hard to be committed in the good times. Commitment and the strength of commitment is tested in those times where we struggle, where the times are hard, where we don't feel like we're in love with each other. And many times the only thing that's holding the marriage together is that commitment, because the couple has so disillusioned each other in how they are not fulfilled those expectations.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be committed in order to grow in the marriage, to grow in that marriage.
they are in secrets is responsibility. And responsibility as well as commitment are two of the greatest needs in today's world. And nowhere are they more important than in marriage and family and in those relationships.
Yeah, you know, nowhere are we ever demanded to get married. In Scripture, we're not commanded to get married. But if we choose to marry, then we've chosen a specific set of responsibilities. And we need to be very aware that we are going to be responsible morally, spiritually, ethically, but we are responsible legally in many ways in this marriage relationship. And so we need to make sure that we're choosing wisely, that we are going to be responsible for making the choices, and we're going to be fulfilling those responsibilities in marriage and doing all that we can do to make our marriage succeed. And people who also choose to have children are also responsible for the well-being, the growth, and the development of those kids.
That's a big responsibility.
I saw a news report just the other night where fines are being levied and deadbeat dads are being hauled off to jail for failing to give child support, for paying child support. And in some sections, there's a big outcry about that. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you choose to have a child, then you're responsible for that child. You don't bring a child into the world for someone else to raise. If you don't want children, don't have them. It's just that simple. And we know how babies are made. I mean, we've got the science to know that. So unless you're completely debilitated and you're not responsible for yourself, then you can choose to have a child or not. And if you don't want to take a chance on having a child, then don't do what it takes to have a child. It's just that simple. There's no big hidden agenda here.
WK, that's easy to say.
There's no big hidden agenda here. But I'm telling you, we've got too many kids in this world who have been fathered by boys who failed to grow into men. And what we need the boys to do is to man up, become a man, and accept the responsibility and support these kids. Support the kids that they brought into the world that are their biological heritage and who need their dad. Now, I'm going to get off my soapbox here, but I'm going to tell you, we've got kids who are struggling today because the fathers are either absent or they've been abandoned. They've abandoned these kids. And these kids are yearning, longing, needing those dads to fulfill the responsibilities, to share their life and to share their time, to share themselves with them, to fulfill those responsibilities.
And not all of these dads are financially poor.
Not at all.
Some of the most successful men are some of the most abusive and neglectful fathers by simply making something else more important than their wife and kids. You can be successful, you can provide money, but that's not what it takes to raise a child. That's not only what it takes to raise a child. We have to be there for our kids. Our kids need time with us. They need us to get down on the ground, to roll around on the floor, to play with them, tickle them, ride piggyback. All of those things.
Take them to the park. Take them fishing. Sit down and play a game, board game with them. Spend time with them. And another thing about responsibility is that each spouse, each partner is responsible for their own happiness. I know many spouses look to the other to make them happy. And many times people will go to counseling and say, we're here because she just doesn't make me happy anymore. Or he just doesn't make me happy anymore. And that expectation that they're going to bring happiness to me, they're responsible for my happiness, that's a false and unrealistic expectation.
That's a lot to put on someone.
Yeah. Yeah. We're each responsible for our own happiness, for our own reactions and our own feelings. Nobody else can make us happy. If we haven't found happiness before marriage, marriage will not provide it. Children will not provide it. Happiness is a byproduct of maturity. Happiness is a byproduct of shouldering the mantle of authority and accountability as an adult and shouldering responsibility as an adult. We're responsible for that as adults. And there's another thought that goes along with what you said a minute ago also, Ken, is that only happy people have happy marriages.
So as we're talking about commitment and as we're talking about responsibility, keep in mind, marriage is a commitment of one imperfect person to another imperfect person. And that's what we've been talking about here. When talking about everyone gets into a marriage relationship, they bring in their own problems and pockets of immaturity. That's just because we're all still continuing to grow. And we have to understand that from the get-go.
And we need to allow room for each other to grow.
So as we're facing these things and resolving them, let's not blame each other into division. And there's other things that we're going to be talking about as we come back from the bottom half of the hour break, as we continue our 7 secrets to a successful marriage. We'll be back.
Hi, this is WK Boyce. Join me each Monday morning at 10 a.m., where we discuss the issues of life, love, family, marriage, even politics. It's the life you've always wanted. Brought to you by Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Professional counseling founded on Christian principles for real-life solutions. Check us out at springfieldmfi.com or call us at 882-6767 to speak to someone today. It's your life, your choice. Make it a great one.
Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, and once again, your hosts, WK and Ken Boyce.
And we are back.
This morning, we're talking about 7 secrets of a successful marriage. If you'd like to give us a call here in studio, phone number is 862-9977. 862-9977. If you're outside the area or listening online, give us a call at 800-375-0056. As we continued this morning, all this is being brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Springfield Marriage and Family Institute exists to help families, to help marriages, and help individuals get the most out of life, to become what they truly can be. If you're listening and you're going, I've never heard some of this stuff before, WK. No one ever taught me this. My mom and dad didn't teach me this. They sure didn't teach this in school. But I like what you're saying. Can it really make that big a difference? Can you and Springfield MFI and Leslie and Marty really make that difference in our life? The answer is yes. If you're willing to use the knowledge, make some adjustments, it's amazing what you can accomplish. If you'd like to find out more about Springfield MFI, visit us online at springfieldmfi.com for Marriage and Family Institute. Or if you'd like to set up a time to talk with WK, Leslie, or Marty, give us a call there at the office at 882-6767. If you're outside the area, it's area code 417. 882-6767. We're currently helping families within about a 100-mile radius of Springfield, maybe a little further than that. So Arkansas, Oklahoma, all southwest Missouri, parts of Kansas. If you're listening to this signal, we can help, and we want to help. Springfield MFI is there. It's your resource. Use it. And again, if you want to find out a little bit more about us, check us out at springfieldmfi.com.
We've been talking this morning about 7 secrets for a successful marriage. And the secrets, S-E-C-R-E-T-S, is an acronym.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking about these. The first S is need to sort out the roles. To have a successful marriage, for each to decide what each is responsible for, need expectations that are real. That's the E. Expectations that are real and realistic. The C is commitment. We've talked about commitment all this last month, but commitment to one another and to the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, we've talked about responsibility and how we need to step up and be responsible and fulfill those responsibilities in the marriage. And if we have children, to those children.
Now coming in to the E, effective communication. WK was talking just a few minutes ago. In today's world where we're in the information age, where technology is greater than it's ever been, where it's easier to talk to someone, write a letter to someone, all the ways we can communicate. And yet still over 50% of the divorces in this country can be linked back to communication failure.
Mm-hmm.
So effective communication.
Now, Peter Drucker, who is a renowned management specialist, Peter says that 60% of management problems result from faulty communication. Criminologist, in their research, says that up to 90% of all criminals have problems with interpersonal communication. And according to marriage counselors, at least half of all marriage breakdowns are caused by faulty communications.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you talked about. We need effective communication. We can talk at each other all day long. But did you know couples are in conflict spend a maximum of 16 seconds listening to what the other is saying before they shut them off and start building a defense that they're going to present when the other person is through talking, or they're just going to butt in and start their defense anyway. Maximum 16 seconds. The hardest part of effective communication is listening. I might mention right here that a week from this Thursday night, at Panera Bread's on East Sunshine, from 7 to 9 o'clock, I'm presenting a seminar for people who want to call in and register. You can call in at 882-6767. Talk to Stephanie. She can give you the details. There's a small registration fee to cover the cost of materials, that type of thing. We're inviting anyone who wants to come for a seminar on marital communication, how to have effective communication in your marriage, what it looks like, what it sounds like, what are the steps. I'm going to be talking about all of those things. But we need effective communication. The hardest part of communication is listening. Really listening, really attending to what the other is really saying or trying to say. And many times we're listening to the words, but more often we're listening to the tone. If the tone and the words don't match, we believe the tone every time. And so we need effective communication. How many times have you opened up and just wanted your spouse, your husband, or your wife to know how you were feeling, and they gave you something back like they weren't even in the same room with you? They didn't hear the message that you gave. Or maybe they heard what they thought you were saying rather than what you said. Or they predetermined what you were going to say before you said it. And so a lot of things may need to be sorted out. But we can have much more effective communication. We must have effective communication to have a successful marriage. Effective communication is based on knowing our thoughts and our desires, our motives, our feelings, being honest with them, and expressing them creatively. We can't expect our spouse to be a mind reader. If we don't tell them what we think, feel, need, want, expect, what we will accept, what we will not accept, they can't know those things.
No, but we sure enjoy blaming them for not knowing it.
We do. We do. But that's just a red herring. That's a failure to accept responsibility.
But, WK, they ought to know this.
But they don't.
But I'm expecting them to know that.
Then tell them.
Well, no, they sure already know.
They can't know until you tell them. That's the point. They can't know until you tell them. And many times we think they know. We think they really understand us, and when in fact, they don't.
We make an assumption. We assume.
We have a lot of working assumptions in our marriage relationships that we base decisions on every day, or we base responses on every day. And many times those working assumptions are faulty because we haven't accurately really listened and received what our spouse was wanting us to know.
The other thing is if we are not communicating to our spouse, if we're not telling them what we expect, if we're not telling them how we feel, okay, we're living a lie. If we go along and just thinking things are great and we don't tell them that, hey, you know, I'm hurting here, or I need this, I'd like to spend a little more time with you, whatever the case is, if we just keep quiet and sit there and build up steam, by the time we explode, the other person has no idea why we just went off on them.
Yeah.
And by not talking, when we deny and we suppress our inner feelings and true desires, we fail to communicate effectively, which is what we're talking about here, effective communication, and we never truly become intimate. We never reach the deeper levels of intimacy.
That is true. And that's how it's done. Intimacy is sharing ourselves, being ourselves in the presence of each other. The T in Seven Secrets is time management. The time management. And I know so many of us are just, we feel overwhelmed, we feel overcommitted, we have so many demands on our time, that many times the very people who are the most important to us get the least amount of time. Because those things that are urgent take place of the important. Those things that are urgent take place of the important. And what we have to look at is how we're managing our time. How are we managing our time with our spouse and with our kids? You know, a child whose parents never spend sufficient time with them feels unwanted and they feel unloved. Same thing is true in a marriage with a spouse. Time, in quantity as well as quality, is needed for any wholesome relationship to flourish. One of the questions I ask couples in counseling is, how much time do you spend together every week? How much time are you spending together? And again, the longer the time it takes them to tell me, and more they have to think about it, the more I know that this is one area that they're really deficient in. It takes time.
In today's society, it is a challenge for couples to spend time together. It's amazing that out of all the technology, all the things that are supposed to make our life easier, how much we just get gummed down in the works. But quality time, giving each other your presence, being there emotionally with your spouse, with your kids, and communicating at an emotional level. Real communication, listening to what they're saying, engaging in that, be in the moment. That is so important. And there needs to be quality of time. We need sufficient time to fill each other up.
Yeah.
There are so many times we starve each other to death by our not being there. We starve our spouses. We starve our kids. When the one thing they want more than anything, other than Nintendo or the PS3, all these things, they want time with you, moms, with dad. They want the time with you. That is critical.
You know, a real metaphor for the time management in our families, in our marriage, is how much table time do we have? How much time do we as a couple, or as a family, mom, dad, and the kids, how much time do we spend around the table eating dinner together? How many parents, how many couples and families will eat on the run? They'll eat on the fly. They never sit down and talk with each other. They're constantly grabbing something out of the refrigerator, something's been prepared, and they come through and get a plate, take it to the room, take it back to the office, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
But they never come around and have table time. And research is showing that families that have table time have children who are more successful academically and who are least prone for eating disorders or addictive behaviors, compulsive behaviors.
And this is table time without the TV, the flat screen, sitting there on the dining room wall. Turn off the TV during the meal. Now, if you want to have dessert and something afterwards and have a little movie time there with the family, that's great. But during the meal, turn off the distractions. Be there. Now, the first couple times, it may be a little difficult. It may be a little awkward, but it'll be worth it. That goes away pretty quick. But the reward can't be calculated. It's priceless. As we're finishing up with time management here, if your marriage, if your family is hurting like this, do not waste time. So many times we have couples that come into our office where the wife is calling wanting to know if she can come in by herself. Absolutely. Not sure if her husband can come in. Well, come on in and let's sit and discuss some things. By the time the husband calls, gentlemen, she's normally out the door. We waste time. We have couples that come in that said, you know, we've been arguing for 10, 12, 15 years. Life has been miserable that long. We put a smile on our face and we walk into church. We see our kids and our grandkids and life has been miserable. You know, we've been arguing for 10 years. When we spend money on shoes, we spend money on purses, we spend money on new rods and reels, we spend money on guns, new hunting blind, all trying to escape the issue. But one thing we don't have to waste is time. We need to be investing time. We need to be investing money into our relationship. So if our relationships are hurting, don't ignore it. Don't sit there and paint a smile on. Take action. If you need help, if you want to talk, talk to WK, talk to Marty, Leslie, over at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Get the help. Life's too short, and time is one thing we do not have to waste. And we'll either live it happily or we'll live it miserably, but the choice ultimately is up to us. We choose to make ourselves happy. No one else can do that.
That's true. You know, in the final S on secrets of a successful marriage, the final S is spiritual commitment. Research continually shows that families who are committed to a strong religious faith have a much greater chance of staying together. It's still true. The family that prays together is much more likely to stay together. It's just that simple. In our secular world, and we have people who are saying that marriage is not important or that marriage is simply a social custom of outdated politics, we need to understand that marriage is instituted of God. He has a divine order for it. We cannot improve on His plan. We just need to believe in it and practice it. And a good place is to start is looking for a church that not only believes in God and His Word, but is also committed to building healthy personal relationships and successful families.
And that's the core of what Springfield Marriage and Family is also built on. Christian values, professional counseling, but real-life solutions. Everything we do is because this is the way God designed it. This is how WK and Marty and Leslie help people is by understanding God's creation for family, the design there, learning all the intricacies of it. So give us a call. If you need help, don't wait. Call 882-6767. That's 882-6767. If you want to check us out, go to springfieldmfi.com. Moms and dads, you have kids out there. What if you could almost guarantee success in their marriage? They're getting ready to walk down the aisle. You see that boyfriend or girlfriend, it looks serious. This could be the one. What if you could guarantee they would have a happy marriage, or at least give them the tools to do it? Premarital counseling at Springfield Marriage and Family Institute goes over all these things we're discussing this morning. The seven secrets goes in depth, talks about expectations, talks about communication, roles and responsibilities, all these things that we don't talk about when we're so in love and they're so perfect. For less than $500, you could guarantee a marriage. Would you do it? If you have kids that are getting ready, that are engaged, this is a fantastic gift to give your children. Give us a call at 882-6767. And of course, don't forget Thursday, the 28th, I believe it is, from 7 to 9 at Panera on East Sunshine. We're going to be having a small seminar on communication. Give us a call at the office, 882-6767, to register. It's your life.
It's your choice.
Make it a great one.